This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Tuesday, March 16, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Emerging mid-tier miner Navigator Resources will pour its first gold from the Bronzewing mine in Western Australia next month. Navigator MD David Hatch says that the Bronzewing project, which it bought last year, promised to be profitable. The company believes that the project's tenement packages are very prospective. The company was aiming to produce 100,000 ounces a year from Bronzewing once the mine hits full production in July. Navigator will process 2 million tonnes a month of ore through the processing plant, which is expected to have a 91% recovery rate. JSE-listed Pallinghurst's platinum company, Platman, is increasing its platinum group metals output to expectation. Platman announced in January that the reaching of full capacity of 250,000 PGM ounces a year would be delayed by 12 months until early 2011. CEO Arne Fransen says that Pallinghurst is also consolidating its manganese and iron ore interests to create a South African-Australian approach to growth participation. Also making headlines, China wants to keep the system of setting long-term iron ore prices. Western Australia opposes the resources rent tax. There is still no sign of producers considering adding new gold hedges. And Project House TWP is building a gold plant in Zimbabwe on a build, own and operate basis. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.